2019年山西省高中阶段教育学校招生统一考试。一、情景反应。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选出与你所听到的信息相关联的一项。
Number 1. I like using emojis when I talk on WeChat.
Me too. I use the happy face most.
I like using emojis when I talk on WeChat.
Me too. I use the happy face most.
Number 2. The letters bring back lots of good memories to me.
How nice. But Grandma...Few people write letters now.
The letters bring back lots of good memories to me.
How nice. But Grandma, few people write letters now.
Number 3. What would you like for dinner, Mr. Reed?
Let's try noodles. After all, we are in Shanxi.
What would you like for dinner, Mr. Reed?
Let's try noodles. After all, we are in Shanxi.
Number 4. I always listen to books in my free time.
That sounds relaxing.
I always listen to books in my free time.
That sounds relaxing.
Number 5. I want to sing a song to my parents at my birthday party.
That's a good way to show thanks.
I want to sing a song to my parents at my birthday party.
That's a good way to show thanks.
Number 2. 对话理解。本题共五个小题。每小题你将听到一组对话和一个问题，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Number 6. Bill, is this your T-shirt?
Yes, thank you, Linda. But the socks are Anna's. Let's go and find her.
Question. Whose are the socks?Bill, is this your T-shirt?
Yes, thank you, Linda. But the socks are Anna's. Let's go and find her.
Question. Whose are the socks? Number 7. Look at the black and white animal. It is eating bamboo.
So cute. And I know. It is the national treasure of China.
Question.Which animal are they talking about? Look at the black and white animal. It is eating bamboo.
So cute. And I know. It is the national treasure of China.
Question. Which animal are they talking about? Number 8. Ellen, I heard you are learning paper cutting.
Yes, I take lessons every Tuesday and Friday.
Question. How often does Ellen go to paper cutting lessons? Ellen, I heard you are learning paper cutting.
Yes, I take lessons every Tuesday and Friday.
Question. How often does Ellen go to paper cutting lessons?Number 9. Mr. Clark, I hurt my leg in PE class just now. Could I have a day off?
Sorry to hear that. Sure you can, and hope you get well soon.
Question. Where are the two speakers? Mr. Clark, I hurt my leg in PE class just now. Could I have a day off?
Sorry to hear that. Sure you can, and hope you get well soon.
Question. Where are the two speakers? Number 10. Tina is popular with her classmates.
Yes, there is always a smile on her face. It makes other people warm.
Question. What does the boy mean? Tina is popular with her classmates.
Yes, there is always a smile on her face. It makes other people warm.
Question. What does the boy mean?
三，语篇理解。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据短文内容和所提出的五个问题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Joe and Scott were going home from school. When they walked down the road, Scott cried out.A fight! Let's go and see! No, said Joe. We have nothing to do with it, and we may get into trouble. You are afraid to go, said Scott. Then he ran off. Scott told other friends Joe was not brave, and they laughed at him. However, Joe had learned true courage means doing the right thing, although he might be laughed at. He knew he should be afraid of doing wrong.A few days later, Scott was swimming with some friends. He got into water that was too deep for him. He cried for help. None of the other boys tried to help Scott. Scott was going down fast when Joe threw off his clothes and jumped into the water. By great effort and with much danger to himself, he reached Scott and brought him to the bank. Joe saved Scott's life.Scott and his friends got a sense of shame. They realized and agreed Joe had more courage than any one of them. Joe sets a good example for us. Never be afraid to do good, but always fear to do wrong.
Joe and Scott were going home from school. When they walked down the road, Scott cried out, A fight! Let's go and see! No, said Joe.We have nothing to do with it, and we may get into trouble. You are afraid to go, said Scott. Then he ran off. Scott told other friends Joe was not brave, and they laughed at him. However, Joe had learned true courage means doing the right thing, although he might be laughed at. He knew he should be afraid of doing wrong. A few days later, Scott was swimming with some friends. He got into water that was too deep for him. He cried for help.None of the other boys tried to help Scott. Scott was going down fast when Joe threw off his clothes and jumped into the water. By great effort and with much danger to himself, he reached Scott and brought him to the bank. Joe saved Scott's life. Scott and his friends got a sense of shame. They realized and agreed Joe had more courage than any of them. Joe sets a good example for us, never to be afraid to do good.But always fear to do wrong.
四，听力填空。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据所听内容完成下面的表格，并将获取的信息填到相应的位置上。每空一词。
When it comes to traditional culture, we may think of Chinese ancient poetry. It attracts a lot of people. Chen Geng is one of them. The 27-year-old girl studies engineering at university. She became interested in simple and beautiful Chinese poems at a young age. Whenever she reads them, she is touched by the magic of the poems.They not only tell what life was like in the old times, but also show people's high spirits. She often writes down her feelings. Gradually, she understands Chinese poems more and more deeply. Chen Geng became famous after taking part in the Chinese poetry quiz show. She reached the final round several times. Unluckily, she missed winning because of careless mistakes. This year, she finally came first with her perfect performance. However, Chen says the joy of taking part in the show isn't winning. Instead, it is learning about poems. She also enjoys meeting people who share her interest. Chen suggests everyone should read some poems. Slow down and enjoy their beauty. Who knows? Perhaps you have the talent in poems too. You just haven't realized it.
When it comes to traditional culture, we may think of Chinese ancient poetry. It attracts a lot of people. Chen Geng is one of them. The 27-year-old girl studies engineering at university. She became interested in simple and beautiful Chinese poems at a young age. Whenever she reads them, she's touched by the magic of the poems. They not only tell what life was like in the old times, but also show people's high spirits. She often writes down her feelings. Gradually, she understands Chinese poems more and more deeply. Chen Geng became famous after taking part in the Chinese poetry quiz show. She reached the final round several times. Unluckily, she missed winning because of careless mistakes. This year, she finally came first with her perfect performance. However, Chen says, the joy of taking part in the show isn't winning. Instead, it is learning about poems. She also enjoys meeting people who share her interest. Chen suggests, everyone should read some poems, slow down and enjoy their beauty. Who knows? Perhaps you have the talent in poems too, you just haven't realized it.